I get the part where Rob paid you back. But what do you mean it's up at the end of the road right now? He did not pay me back yet. End of the month. I'm sorry, I'm not checking my spelling and interpreting AWW. That is a shame. I still don't understand why he sprung that on you. I feel in the back of my mind that it had something to do with my visiting you so often. You know? Nevertheless, I hope things are going well for you. How are you? Nothing to do with you, dear. He just started getting regularly placed on temp jobs. It was a hit and miss for a while. I'm doing that smart was March 22nd, 2:28 p.m. http://mem.groovelab.net/%23macta.pon/qr/youtube/qr-youtube-fly-like-an-eagle-steve-miller-band.jpg-mar-22-3pm. I think we've listened to all of those together. I'm hoping to we can maybe talk or something Friday. TTYLMAR22, 3:22 p.m. Did your friend make his way over to you yet? I'm not jealous, just asking. What friend are you talking about? I read the email you sent regarding a possible Craigslist encounter. The name attached was James Hauser. That was you, no? The reason, why? I have his real first name, his real last name, his Facebook and his picture. The interest to share this to you is showing in the fact this poster does not understand he has exposed himself by having his £4 pass through the messaging. That is the purpose to share it to pound cribblebone look good at grewup.net yarrrrrll all you all. We're in BCC, March 22nd, 7:30 p.m. I thank you for the share. I actually thought of a proposal between you and Rob and I'd like to share it with you if you're interested. I would pay $10, Monday morning, for every night you two would let sleep over. Right now I can't speak to it because he's not here, but if you're going to be my half of my side it would be $250 a month. If you stay every 7 days a week I don't know how he see you coming and going. I don't think that's a problem. I really don't think that's a problem until like you're staying 5 days in a row. I'm telling you right now I am not your savior. Last ditch of desperation circumstance at his address, http://community.grewup.net/01/. When you find yourself hanging out here just because this is the only place that you are left to hang out with, that's not a good standing I mostly for either of us. You be occupying a third part of the apartment. This is bad enough as it is right now. Marcus is separated into come on now. You do realize what I'm trying to say. The primary what I'm trying to say is we all need our space to ourselves, and then unless of course we you and I are together sleeping in the same bed kind of thing. I don't mind you staying here, Marcus, to fight the function of things, but just generally speaking this is not the ideal place for such a state of residence when you have no residence. You understand what I'm trying to say, alright? I guess it was a bad idea. I just thought you guys wouldn't mind a helping hand. I'll stay at DSC for the same price and stay out of you guys' way. We have to hold each other up so we all feel supported. It's theory and poetry are sound, but what does it look like in practice, I wonder? Marcus, March 22, 8:05 p.m. 39 degrees 42 2005 March and 104 degrees 54 22 August W 816 South Oneida Street, Denver, Colorado, 80224, USA supported. Exactly, dear. That would be mean you understand all aspects of the writing address of the status of peace building can only exist outside of basic survival. To which the leaders in whole but the leaders directly a part of my address have failed you along with me.